Good morning. We're seeing Chayadim Klal Mem Simen Yud. The Chayadim introduces a new element in regards to the Seil Sedayim, which is the Halacha of Kavana. So let's give some background to this idea. There is a din of, there's a discussion in the Gemara in Chulin, whether a person needs Kavana for Tevila, that's going to be our starting point, whether Tevila requires Kavana. So the Gemara says that Mikra din Tevila does not require Kavana. A person goes into the mikvah. The mikvah process is automatic, and a person becomes tor whether he had kavana for tahara or not. Okay, then the Gemara says, Shnayis in Masechtas Chagiga say, however, that's only for the purposes of chulin. So if a person has issues of tum and tahara for chulin, the tefila will be valid whether he has kavana or not. Next step. What about for truma or kachim? Chazal, Mirabanan added chumras that it's only valid, the tefila is only valid if the person had kavana for that purpose. And we added chumras. For example, if a person wants to eat truma, he has to have kavana that his tevila is for truma. He's allowed to eat truma now. Let's say he wants to eat kachim. Based on that, he cannot eat kachim because his kavana was only for truma. He has to have kavana for kachim for it to be allow him to eat kachim, etc. Similarly, for netilas yadayim for truma, a person needs kavana. A person washes his hands for truma purposes, so he can eat truma. If he washes his hands for chulin purposes and not for truma purposes, so he cannot eat truma. What about he washes his hands for chulin and he has no kavana for netila at all? Is that required? Or do we say that the same way we the whole netila was because of srach truma, and by truma there's elements of kavana? So the kavana, the netila which they put in place for chulin also has a kavana element or not? That's the question. So most Rishonim say that there's no such issue. That the halacha is that the netila, for purposes of chulin, has no need of kavana. However, there is an opinion of the Rashba. The Rashba says that a person needs to have kavana when he washes his hands for the netila to be valid. Okay. Yeshem Rim, the boy, kavana the netila. So the Chayonim says, Klal Mem, Simen Yud, that some say that there is an inyan of kavana for netila. So the language of the Shulchan Aruch is the chadchila in Simen Kuf Nentes, the chadchila person should have kavana when he washes, that he's doing it for the purposes of being mitayer his hands. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch, the original language of the Shulchan Aruch, that in Simen Kuf Nentes, Sif Yud Gimel, the chadchila yachav and hanotel in netila hamachsheres lachila. So it's not kavanah the same mitzvah. We're not discussing the meaning of kavanah to be yotzeh the mitzvah. We're discussing that he should have in mind that his netila is an act of being making his hands acceptable for the purposes of netilas yudayim of being matayer his hands. There's a separate issue of kavanah the same mitzvah. A person does a mitzvah. A person should be mechav and then he's doing it the same mitzvah. Chazal were mechav me to wash my hands. I'm doing this for the because of Russia, the listening to Chazal, who told me that I have a chiyuv to wash my hands before I eat. So that's a separate issue, two separate issues over here. One is the issue of kavana l'shem mitzvah. But we're discussing that right now, the kavana l'shem being machshir your hands, making your hands roy. So the chadchila person should do that, should have that in mind before he washes. The kavana is to be in place at the time he pours the water onto his hands. So what about the situation? I washed my hands. I did a perfect netila. You know, when I got some water in a kli, I poured it over my hands, and because they were dirty, and I wanted to wash off all of the dirt. Or I feel a little dabrish at tibula b'mashka, or I wash my hands for the tibula b'mashka. So im noto kedin netilas yadayim. If he did everything halachically proper. So according to there's an opinion which says that tibula b'mashka does not require netila. Now we discussed before that we do wash for tibula b'mashka. Mr. Burr says many poskim hold that there's a chiyuv to wash for tibula b'mashka. That some take if I take a fruit or a vegetable or a food and I dip it into liquid, I need to wash my hands before I eat it, even though it's not bread, which that was clear that was true when you're dealing with truma. The question was, did they put such a concept on tzechulin? But there is an opinion which says that there's no din of the tilas yadayim tibula b'mashka. They did not. They only introduced that when people were eating b'tahara, not nowadays. We're only eating chulin, and we're eating b'tumah.
So we don't make a bracha. But that also means that according to some things, this wasn't an atila. Well, it wasn't an atila, so I have to wash again because that I wasn't yet an atila. Al bishul lo hisiach daita roitz alecha pas yachshav v'yitul yada. I have to wash my hands again. Because according to one opinion, I wasn't. So I'm making a double chum over here. According to one opinion, there was an atila before. There was not an atila beforehand because you're not mechuyev, and I'm machmer that you only use the tilas which you're mechuyev to do to be valid in the tila. Those are two separate chumras. He's being choshes for both of them. Yachshav v'yitul yada. So he says you should wash again, but you don't make a bracha in that situation. I want to clarify a few more points about it. We'll do the best Hashem in the next year. Have a good day.